Cleanup is underway across New Hampshire today after yesterday's blizzard. We'll check in now with two communities hit hardest by the storm, Nashua and Durham. Let's start with Nashua, which saw 33 inches of snow. On the line is Justin Cates, the city's director of emergency management. Welcome.
Thank you.
Justin, let's get an overview. How are things looking this morning?
Well, I think we've made significant improvements. We've had crews out all night, had crews out all day yesterday. These plow drivers have really been working nonstop to clear those roads as much as possible. So we're seeing some really good improvements today.
Do you feel confident that roads are clear enough that people can get out and about this morning?
Yeah, I do. I think the big concern for folks is, you know, they're going to want to give themselves some extra time this morning to ensure that their driveways are clear, get out into the roads, and those roads are still a little icy, so it's still important for people to drive safe if they have to go out this morning.
What about parking on city streets?
Well, at 10 a.m. this morning, parking will be allowed on city streets as well as those municipal surface lots. So the parking ban will be lifted here in the city of Nashua.
What about other concerns besides roadways? Have there been any other lingering issues from the storm?
Well, thankfully, with this storm, we didn't have any power outages, which certainly brings a concern to the emergency management office. We didn't have to open up any shelters. And for the most part, it was just a significant snow event that really impacted our public works department. So thankfully, there weren't really too many other concerns other than just trying to keep those streets clear.
Speaking of your public works department, how about the budget? We've got many more storms, I'm sure, on the horizon. It's only the end of January. What do you see as far as your budget is concerned?
You know, one of the things that I think we do pretty well here in the city is to plan for these kinds of events. You know, there's a snow budget already in place here in the city, as well as a trust fund in the event we have one of those significant weathers like we've had in the past, too. So I think we're ready to go if we continue to see more snow like this throughout the winter.
Justin Cates is Nashua's Director of Emergency Management. Justin, thank you for the time.
Thank you.
On the line right now with us is Town of Durham Administrator Todd Selig. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
Todd, what are you seeing in Durham today?
Well, we had quite a storm yesterday. We took measurements last evening, and in parts of Durham had up to 28 inches of snow.
28 inches, and how's it looking for snow removal right now?
Well, it's been hard sledding, to be honest with you. A storm like this requires that our snow fighters at the Public Works Department sometimes go for as long as 24 hours with only short breaks, breaks for meal and naps. And so at this time, we have more or less had to send all of our staff home so they can rest because they had been going for more than a day without stopping. We have all of our main roads cleared. We have most of the sidewalks in the downtown clear, but all of the sidewalks extending into our ancillary neighborhoods around the downtown and to some of the more distant parts of the community will have to wait for about another day until we can muster the resources to clear those out.
Now, looking ahead, there's some other storms on the horizon, of course. We're only in the last week of January. How's the town budget?
Well, the town budget's good. We begin our fiscal year January 1, so we've really just begun with a new fiscal year. I have to say we were running on fumes until December 31st, but we're recharged now with a new fiscal year. So that's good news. But storms like this are costly. In salt alone, Durham went through about $10,000 in this storm. And the total cost of cleanup is going to be somewhere between $25,000 and $35,000. I'm betting around $35,000 toward the high end.
Okay, so looking again at the immediate concern, when do you feel like you'll be back to normal in Durham?
Well, it's hard. You know, clearing the roads is just the first step. In the downtown in particular, we have very large snow piles, and we need to bring in special loaders and dump trucks in order to cart all that snow away. And to make matters worse, we have more, as you note, snow coming in this weekend with maybe a foot or more expected for next Monday after the Super Bowl.
That is Town Administrator Todd Selig of Durham. Thank you so much for the time.